Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Daryl, let's get right to it. As David Njoku, do we have the... That's big money.
A lot of fun coupons. None of them mine. But yeah, they're going to spend a lot of money to keep David Njoku a Cleveland Brown. They make him a top five player. Money-wise, at his position, at over $14.1 million annual average. And, he gets a four-year extension to stay at Cleveland Browns, so he gets his wish, and now he's got to live up to the contract.
All right, we're taking wagers before you came on, Daryl. Good mood, bad mood today? You, going into the weekend.
How are you feeling? I'm in a great mood.
That's good.
This is the type we can tell
within the first 20 seconds of an interview with Daryl whether or not he's in a bad mood, something pissed him off earlier in the day, or he's in a good mood. And it's Friday, so you should be in a good mood.
Well, this is one of those news dumps on a Friday before a holiday weekend, which is actually a good one, right? We usually get bad news right before the holiday weekend. This is, obviously, it's great news for Njoku, but yeah, I mean, this is the type of news that we want dumped before a holiday weekend.
And the best news, Daryl, is it's going to be sunny tomorrow and you can mow the yard.
Yes, because right now it is pouring rain, so the grass will be growing overnight.
It is raining out there.
Daryl, you got to mulch. You got to mulch.
Have you mulched yet, Daryl, or no?
You got to.
Oh, I've already done the mulch.
Do you do flowers and all the flower beds yourself?
My peonies are blooming for the first time in like 3 years, so I'm excited about that. So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Man, way handier than I am. I can barely change a light bulb.
Well, don't get me wrong. The hands are pretty cut up and scraped up, and I got
not like Chico
all over them. But
hear what happened, Chico, last night? Yeah. Fell down the stairs.
Yeah,
middle of the night.
Yeah,
that's happened to me before too. So I'm not going to sit here and dunk on him. As long as you didn't go seat first, you're okay.
Pulled a Roth.
No, I went knuckles first, and now I look like I was at the scene of a crime.
I've gone seat first twice and had to sit on a donut for about 3 weeks afterwards each time. So
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It happens.
All right, Daryl, let me, as we get into this, and again, David Njoku, for those of you just tuning in, Browns tight end David Njoku was on the franchise tag. The Browns reached, what's that?
What's his name again?
David Njoku.
Okay, you got it right there, Tom. That time.
Shut up, Fox. Recent agreement in principle on a large new four-year, 56. Doesn't it sound weird that Rappaport said on a large new... It sounds like he's talking about like a pizza or something. A large new pepperoni and sausage pizza.
Maybe he was taken aback by the numbers involved for David Njoku.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to ask you. Because I know you've said before that you're... And I am too. I'm in favor of the extension. I think we got into semantics. You got into semantics the other day with Ken and Lima about earn versus, you know, do you like the extension? But seeing the numbers now, are you still in favor of this deal?
Ain't my money, so I don't care. But I think he earned the contract extension. I'm not surprised that the dollars involved, just because the market is the market. Has he played like a top five tight end in the National Football League? Absolutely not. He certainly, the production has not been there. Also, the opportunity, too, at times has not been there. Career high, four touchdowns, three times, rookie, sophomore season, and, of course, this past year. His best year receiving came in year two, that 2018 season, just under 650 yards, over 55 catches. So, yeah, I mean, he's not played like a tight, top five tight end, but they're going to give him top five tight end money, at least right now as we talk. And now he's got to live up to that, though. I think that the message is pretty clear that they believe in him, that they feel like he is going to be a premier red zone target for Deshaun Watson. And you look at where they have spent their money. They have clearly said that David Njoku is one of those cornerstone pieces of this team going forward. I mean, I did the math, over $360 million in guaranteed money has been handed out by Andrew Berry this offseason. Now, granted, $230 million of that goes straight to Deshaun Watson, but still, that's a lot of money to hand out to just five football players.
Pretty big piggy bank.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised by it, Daryl, to be honest with you. I mean, I feel like he's been okay. At times, he's made some splash plays here and there, especially down the stretch last year. He made a couple of nice plays, but man, top five money for a tight end. It's just, I guess maybe that's where we're headed with really every contract. I mean, if it's not Njoku, it's the next guy. People keep bringing up Jonnu Smith and what he did for the Patriots, right? I mean, he had 300 yards receiving and 28 catches, and he got basically the same contract last year, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I'm not making these. It's like you said, it's not my money. I hope it works out. I'm a Browns fan. I want them to do well. I'll even root for the kicker, you know. I'll root for Njoku. I don't agree with the moves, but I gladly would be proven wrong, you know, in these situations, Daryl.
Well, Myles Garrett changed agents this offseason, and this is just the first year of his $125 million extension that's going to kick in. And I said it at the time, and I'll reiterate, in a year or two, that Myles Garrett extension is going to look like a bargain basement deal just because of the way this salary cap is projected to be ready to explode in the coming years. A lot of it because of the multimedia money that's going to be coming in with the new deals that kick in, right? Gambling revenue that's going to be kicking in. And stuff like that. So it looks like it's a lot of money right now, right? Again, mentioned Deshaun Watson, $230 million in guaranteed money. Amari Cooper's $20 million is basically guaranteed this year. Denzel Ward got $71.25 of the $100-plus million contract he signed in guaranteed money. Jadeveon Clowney, just over $9 million guaranteed to come back for a year. And then, of course, David Njoku, $28 million. Of this four-year extension is guaranteed. Add that all up, that's over $360 million. And again, not my money. And look, Andrew Berry, I think what he's doing, guys, he is GMing as if, like, you know, he's either going to be here long-term or he's not. And so he's going to be throwing everything against the wall to try and make sure he can stay here long-term. But you can say a lot of things about the Haslam sports group. Being cheap ain't one of them. They have spent a lot of money. They outspent every NFL team last year. Even when they were losing back in the 4-44 stretch, they were among the league leaders in spending. They spent a lot of money to lose a lot of games and get a lot of draft picks. So this commitment to David Njoku just, I view as another indication of them trying to do everything they can financially to give Andrew Berry the resources to put a winning football team on the field.
He's Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. His report's powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, I want to ask you about the tight end position now in year two, I should say year three, of Kevin Stefanski. Do we think, and I know you said you were out there at OTAs, and not that that's going to give us a whole lot, but do you think anything changes drastically as far as usage, as far as, I mean, we know that Kevin Stefanski loves the tight end position. It's been talked about for, quite a bit. We also know that guys like Austin Hooper didn't do anything. Do you think it changes with Deshaun Watson and with what he wants to do now in the offense?
Yeah, I think Kevin Stefanski is going to tweak some things. Look, I think David Njoku needs to be a red zone target. I think Harrison Bryant, with his size, needs to be a red zone target. When you look at the rest of that tight end position group, right? Because last year we were just marveling at how deep they were and, you know, the 13 personnel and how productive that was going to be. And cumulatively as a group, when you added them all up, yeah, the numbers look pretty good. But the individually, nobody really had an outstanding breakout type of year. So I think David Njoku and Bryant, they're going to be the primary targets. They're taking a look at this, this Marcus Santos Silva rookie that they signed that's converting from basketball to football. Forrestall is in there. They got another rookie that they signed in there as well. So right now it's looking like it's a two feature. You know, instead of trying to feature three guys, they're going to feature two guys. So maybe that's a little bit of the adjustment that Stefanski's going to make. And part of that, too, might be with the running back situation and how deep they are at that particular position. They got five guys that can conceivably make this football team.
Daryl, let's go back to earlier in the week. You know, we had both the lawyers on. I'm sure you heard those. I know you wrote an article about Rusty and all that stuff. It was fantastic. How'd you come out of that? The real sports, hearing the interviews, hearing the podcasts, all the stuff. What do you make of this Deshaun situation now?
Well, look, I think both, first of all, you guys did an outstanding job with those interviews. Both lawyers did what I expected them to do, and that was to advocate effectively for their respective clients. I don't think, anything, new newsworthy came out of them. You know, like we all knew the situation, but look, I think Rusty Harden did a nice job answering the very difficult questions you guys, you and Jason Lloyd were able to pose to him, especially about why so many women and during a pandemic, nonetheless. Look, I thought the answer that Harden gave was pretty plausible, pretty reasonable. Nothing new came from the HBO piece at all. I talked about this on the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast with Andy Baskin. I quite frankly thought the piece was poorly done. It featured more of the reporter O'Brien than it did the alleged victims. Typically in those stories, you want the victims to tell their story, and they spent half the piece just basically laying out all the stuff that Deshaun was accused of. I was interested in really hearing from the accusers there. That was my takeaway, that both lawyers laid out their cases effectively in those interviews on the station this week. And I don't think, with respect to the situation, Dustin, I don't think that the court of public opinion has been swayed either way. Those that feel that Deshaun acted inappropriately, I think that those people probably still feel that way. And those that feel that Deshaun is innocent of these claims and believe, Watson's assertion that he did nothing wrong, I think that those people maintain that opinion as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.